The Age Appropriate Podcast with Tom Lucy and Charlie Baker.
This is the Age Appropriate Podcast with Tom Lucy and Charlie Baker. Welcome. You're welcome to it. Hope you're enjoying it
welcome.
So far.
Yeah, it's been good, isn't it? You've enjoyed it?
I've enjoyed it very much,
yeah.
Tom.
It's been good. It's been.
We're saying it's been good. We've had no feedback.
Have you had good feedback?
We've had no feedback. We'd like feedback, wouldn't we?
I'd like some feedback, yeah.
If anyone wants to get in touch with us, I'm on at Baker's Tweet, Tom Lucy. You are at Tom Lucy.
Yeah, sure.
Got in early on the
get
Twitter,
in. Get in touch.
And then let us know.
Have you had any feedback?
No feedback. Only from my hairdressers, Spirit Hair. Big shout out.
Was it about
Spirit
your roots
Hair.
Or...?
No, they're enjoying the podcast.
Oh, feedback about
one
the podcast.
Thing they didn't know how to do was to how to subscribe to it on iTunes.
Yeah.
Or find it on their phones.
Well, that's not difficult.
So maybe show people how to do that. If you enjoy the podcast, maybe tell people about it and show people how to subscribe. Is that allowed?
Yeah, that's nice.
All right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, let us know at Tom Lucy at Baker's Tweet. But welcome to the Age Appropriate Podcast.
Yeah. How have you been?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking to me now?
Yeah.
Very, very well. Very, very well.
What have you been up to?
I can't say I had a... I've been mainly annoyed about Brexit.
Okay.
Mainly just sitting annoyed
about
Brexit and everyone seeming just to resign.
Just to wallowing in it.
And wallowing in it.
Pity.
And all the people who've caused the problem and then run away, that's been the most annoying thing.
Yeah.
And I would say, in a great link, Tom... That is bad manners, would you?
It is bad manners, isn't it?
What are we talking about this week?
Manners. We're talking about manners.
Manners, a big subject.
So,
do you think we need, when we bring up the subject, I can make this at home. Do you think we need when we say manners, like a sound effect?
Maybe. I mean...
Like so people know what the subject is early on.
I don't think we need too many sound effects.
I could just do it. Say manners, then I'll do it.
This week we're talking about manners. I'm not sure.
Not sure about it.
It's a bit smooth radio, isn't it?
Yeah, but I've got a surprise for you. Quick surprise for you.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Shit.
It's an oral medium, Tom. You can't just say shit. Oh, my God.
Shit. Oh, my God.
I've warned them for you, Tom. I've warned them for you.
That is... yeah, okay, so...
Worn the biker boots.
Oh, my God.
Was it the second podcast?
They're so tall. Jesus
Christ.
They're
still going. They're a bit...
Are they...
They're a bit SS officer.
Yeah, they're a lot SS officer. They're huge.
Yeah.
Look at all the buckles on them.
I've warmed to them. Not all the buckles. That's not all the buckles.
They come up... They almost reach Charlie's knee.
But do you know why that is? I've got a very short lower leg.
They are big shoes as well, though.
I've got normal size thighs to my knee and then very short lower leg.
What a nice image you've painted there. If you want to see more of that.
That's where my lost height is. Because I think without that, I'd be pushing 5'10", 5'11".
Do you think? What are you now?
5'8 and a half.
And what about with those shoes on? They must give you
5'10".
A lift. 5'10 with those
10,
shoes
Tom.
On? Wow.
Exciting. But there we are. One thing I did there was I just put my feet up on the table.
Yeah.
Bad manners or not? How do you feel about feet? Like if you're on the train, feet on the train, feet up on the seat next to you.
I don't like it when other people do it. I'm happy to do it.
The selfish streak coming out again. I like this, Tom.
What do you mean again?
Well, I think it's becoming a regular thing. The I'm all right, Jack element.
Well, no, I'm not. If you sat next to me on the train in those shoes,
yeah,
I would. Not be okay with it on several levels, emotionally.
Right.
It's just scary seeing you in those.
Do you like them?
No.
You don't like them? You agree that they're a mistake?
No, I think if you were playing an SS officer play...
Under my jeans, they're all right, though, aren't they?
I think you should tuck your jeans into them.
Yeah, that would be a cool way to do it, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Right, well...
Put them away.
There we are. I'm not putting them away. I'm going to leave them out.
Okay.
Do you think that's bad manners? Now, here I'm sitting here also. I am manspreading, Tom. I'm tired. My legs are open.
This is like a really weird GCSE lesson on manners.
Well, I'm just trying to get to
the
subject.
You're the teacher that's been brought into the school to teach it.
I'm trying to get to the subject in hand before we just talk about my boots for 20
minutes. Manspreading, yeah. What?
I can see that I've never been aware of it before
now
I've started reading
it,
about it.
I can't keep looking at it.
Yeah. Well, do you think it's an I can see that would be really annoying.
Yeah.
It just feels a natural thing to do, is the thing, I think.
Manspreading,
isn't it? It's quite a comfortable way to sit.
Well, do you have unusually...
Let the old ghoulies have a bit of a rest.
Well, do you have unusually sized testicles?
No. Average-sized ghoulies. People often go up, brag about having big balls, don't they?
Yeah.
What's the point of big balls?
Okay, let me clear this up for you. It's not actually about the size of your balls, is it? I think it's more of an expression.
Some people are bragging about physically having large ghoulies.
Really? I don't think so. No, it's not. It's definitely not.
I think some people are. I think you're wrong. Well, we'll have to.
I don't like the way you're sitting there looking at me.
I'm manspreading in me big boots.
It's really off putting.
Now flicking the V's. Is this bad manners?
Yeah. No, yeah. It's not about the manners. It's creepy.
All right. Okay.
I'll close up.
Put my boots away.
Is that the biggest manners, do you think? Would you get annoyed if someone put their feet up on a train next to you?
If I didn't know them.
Yeah.
Or if we were like on a train and it had broken down, or like was too hot and it was quite not many people on it.
Yeah.
But it'd broken down or it had been delayed and we were all like giving each other sort of look, settling in for the long journey ahead. Fine.
Yeah.
No problem. But if there's hundreds of people in the that's bad manners, isn't it?
Is it?
I think it's bad manners. I think feet up on anything's bad manners. I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't like the thought of it.
Do you think, this is a big question. Do you think people's manners get better as they get older, or do you think they get worse?
I was thinking about that, actually.
Because people might assume that older people have better manners, but I don't think that's always true.
Is there anything ruder than someone over 65?
Yeah.
In a queue? That is the rudest thing.
Yeah.
Possible, isn't it? They are in the post office or something. They think they blimmin' own it.
Yeah. No, that's what I think. Old people.
Not old people.
No.
I do have a theory. I do have one theory that retired people should not be allowed in supermarkets at weekends.
Right. Okay.
What do you think of that?
I think that's that sort of viewpoint is exactly what I'd expect in those boots. Why do you think that? Do they annoy you?
They've got the rest of the week to go in.
Yeah, but they might be doing other stuff.
But they've got the rest of the week to do their big shop, Monday to Friday. You go in on a Saturday morning and you're hovering around behind them.
Why are you hovering around behind them?
Oh, because you can't get past them because they're having a look. I like older people. I like a lot of older people.
Yeah.
That's one of my frustrations with them in supermarkets.
Just in supermarkets.
It's a bit like when you're standing behind them and they're trying to send an email. And you have to show them how to send an email. And it's taken. That's what I think.
Yeah.
So I'm going retirement age just so there's no one feels left out.
Well,
on that
I mean,
rule.
Sure. I mean, let's put that rule out there and see.
Yeah. As it's an age appropriate podcast. Respect your elders. Do you agree with that rule of manners, Tom?
I do.
But how would you show that?
Help an old lady across the road.
What do you call old?
40 plus.
40 plus.
No, I don't know. I would help an old lady if I saw her.
Yeah.
I mean, if she needed help.
I think there's like with manners, like, you learn your manners, don't you, early?
Yeah.
I think with kids, you've got to drum it into them so it becomes second nature.
Do you drum it into your kids?
Try to, yeah.
Like what?
I'm very much do as I say, not as I do. Because a lot of the things I tell my son to do...
Because you're shopping at weekends.
I am immediately...
Putting your feet up.
Immediately doing the moment he's out the room.
Really?
Yeah.
What are the main manners that you teach your... Is it like table manners?
I am big on please and thank you.
Is it? Yeah.
Because I think manners is important because I think people go... Oh, he's so charming, or whatever. Charm is normally just people saying please and thank you.
Yeah.
Like passing the time of day.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, yeah. I don't think that's all there is to charm, but...
It's quite a lot of it, though, isn't it?
Quite a lot of it is. Complimenting people is, I think, you did it earlier when I saw it. Not, you didn't compliment me, you complimented someone else.
Yeah.
And that's it, isn't it?
I always compliment you, Tom.
What, you don't really?
I'm very, very complimentary of you.
What do you say?
Say, hi, Tom.
Well, I appreciate you saying hello to me. That's the least you can
do. No, I tell you what it is. I think, am I a polite person? That's good. I think I'm very polite with people I don't really know.
Mm.
So if, like, we don't really know each other, I'll be really polite. If I get to know you or you're my family, I'm normally just pretty blunt, I think.
Yeah. No, that's right, though, isn't it?
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Should you be polite or have better manners with, like...
No.
Your uncle?
No, the way I speak to people, like friends or family or whatever, is really bad.
Is it?
Yeah, but not. It's not really bad. But you speak to them in a way that's, like, not how you would speak to normal people.
Yeah.
Do you find that?
Well, it depends. It depends, because you've got to have a level of respect with your family, haven't you? To keep it all running smoothly, because it can really go tits up if you're not careful.
Yeah.
You know, as my dad sometimes says if there's a row, it's a bit like EastEnders, this.
Does he do it in... Is he really Devonshire?
Yeah,
Dan,
he's great.
Is he?
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Does he?
Yeah, he's got really good manners.
What other stuff does he shout?
This isn't a funny stuff my dad says podcast.
It should be.
Why?
Because it sounds good.
No, we'll get him on. We'll get him on. Actually, my brother listens to this show.
Does he?
And he's asked to come on. First rule. Now, along that is a good thing.
Yeah.
On etiquette and manners.
Yeah.
This is a really good rule. I think you'll like this. My father-in-law is in a card school, so he plays cards with a bunch of men on a Friday night.
Okay.
It's called a card school.
Oh yeah.
And it's a club.
Yeah.
And one of the rules is, if you ask to join, you can never join.
Really?
Do you think that's a good rule?
Yeah, but how many people are asking to join?
People have asked to join.
And they just say no?
Door shut.
So then how do they decide who joins? They go, we like the look of...
You're invited.
It's a bit like MI6 or something like
that. Yeah, you're invited to join.
Wow. How many people are in it?
Four.
Okay. It's not massive then.
No. Do you like that rule? Do you think it's a rude rule?
No. I think we should have that rule on this podcast.
Yeah, if anyone asks to be on it, which we've had.
We've had
some people.
Not naming any names.
No names. But, we can't remember them.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have that rule on this podcast.
My dad wants to come on.
He can't. Is he asked?
Yeah.
Can't come on.
Come on.
It's a great rule, isn't it? Do you think it's just the power hungry? It's the boots again. It's the
I know, you changed boots. Those boots. I was going to ask you, actually.
Yeah.
Here we go. I get, one of the places I get most annoyed with people, I'm quite intolerant of people, and I get really annoyed with people in cinemas.
Hmm.
Do you get this? Do you go to cinemas?
I go to cinema, yeah.
Yeah. Do you get annoyed with the way people behave in the cinema?
Well,
I've
turned it down, to be honest, because I have to go to quite a lot of children's films.
Right.
Because I have to go with my
son. You can't really get angry at people.
And the behaviour at a children's film is appalling.
What happened?
Shouting, crying.
What about the
people
kids?
People are sick. you know.
Yeah.
It's a lot of just chatting all the way through.
Yeah.
Just so I've become more tolerant at an adult film.
Yeah.
At an adult film, I think, because of having to go to
it really winds me up. The way people behave.
Yeah. So what do you think what do you think is bad manners at the cinema?
Oh, what don't I think is bad manners?
Oh.
I don't understand the food in cinema thing. I just don't get it. I just don't. Okay, by all means, like, eat in the cinema. But why are they selling, like, the noisiest food?
Mm.
Popcorn, nachos.
Yeah.
If you had to pick noisy foods, those two would be on that list.
What food would you sell in a cinema?
Candy floss. Something quiet.
Yeah.
Water.
Quite a sugar high, though, from a candy floss.
Yeah, but...
Water and candy
floss. Bothered about their health.
When you open your cinema eventually,
yeah,
you'll just be selling that, will you?
Just water and bread.
Bread?
it's like an orphanage. We'll call it the orphanage.
Like a sort of in Oliver Twist
at
the beginning, but also shows movies.
Soup? No, not soup, because you slurp soup.
People be slurping that.
Don't eat.
Don't eat.
Don't eat.
do noisy eaters?
You don't take food into the theatre, do you?
Is that...
Yes.
Is that bad manners?
Oh, God. Yes.
Are you a noisy eater?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes. I don't get... With people in the cinema, it's like... Sometimes it's like they've gone out to eat and there happens to be a film on.
Yeah.
So they've gone to the cinema for dinner, but there's a film on in the background. And that's what it feels like
sometimes. So they're having an hot dog.
Yeah.
They're having a pudding, big slurpy drink.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, that's Americanization though, isn't it? Because that's how they do it in America,
God.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I think in America it's... So I've been told, I've never been, but there's a sort of more interactive element with the film.
Yeah.
Whatever film you're watching.
Interactive?
Yeah.
Like, is that the right word?
You go, girl, friend, sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, woo!
You've been to a lot of cinemas, haven't you?
Guns, that sort of thing.
Literally in America.
Well, I don't know. But I think popcorn's all right. If it's like a really serious, like,
have you ever done that thing with a popcorn?
What's that? Throw it in the air, catch it?
No.
What thing?
Where one might cut the thing.
Why? Go on, explain yourself, Tom.
Well, I've not done it, but I've heard that one might cut a hole in the bottom of a...
And then what?
Well, and then... It doesn't matter.
You've brought it up. You've gone bright red. You've brought it up, not me.
You might put... you might insert your
penis.
Yeah, in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Top it up with popcorn.
Yeah. I think this
and
is
then
bad
get
manners.
People to, I mean, I wouldn't advise it.
This I'm is just... definitely, I wouldn't go, do you want some popcorn? Yeah. Oh, touch your bell end.
Have you ever done that?
I've never done that. I've never heard of that as a thing. Is that a thing?
That is a thing.
I think that's probably bad manners.
People do it with pizza boxes as well.
Do they? Well, that's quite shallow though, isn't it? Pizza box. A pizza box, well, if it's flaccid, you could like...
Yeah, I mean, don't do it with anything, really.
Yeah.
Well. That would be bad manners in a cinema.
A pint of milk, one of those Tetra Pak pint of milk.
And then what? You say, do you want
some
milk?
You wouldn't
milk?
Even have to make a hole. You could just unfold the bottom.
But that wouldn't work because you can't put your hand in a...
I forgot that putting in the hand was...
But you wouldn't get your hand in the smaller...
No.
Anyway.
Well...
We've gone off track.
Well, it's not got off track because it's to do with manners, Tom. It's to do with...
That's bad manners.
You think that's very bad manners, do you?
If someone did that to me, I would be annoyed.
Okay, so you're 19 and really putting it about at the moment, really going for it.
Sure. You've heard the rumours.
I've heard the rumours. And what is these days the manners, the etiquette of, you know, having a one-night stand or doing...
Please don't make me talk about
doing it with someone.
Please don't
make
me talk
these days, could you just get up and leave? Because now you're traceable, aren't you, is the thing. Because you've probably met on the internet. You've probably met on Twitter or Facebook. They can find you if they want to.
God.
Like in my day, they'll never see you again. No phone numbers, nothing. That's it, gone.
Yeah, but then we'd find out about it now.
But now, you're so traceable.
Did you just, you would just run away, would you?
You could just get up and go. Out the door, scot-free. Woo!
And then what?
Away. That's it.
That's it. Wow, in different times.
Yeah. But now you're so traceable.
Well, everyone's on the internet, aren't they?
Yeah, so what's the etiquette now? Do you have to, oh yeah, great, yeah, we should meet up. Yeah, let's hook up again. And then, like, disappear. Ghost them out of, that's what they call it, ghosting, innit?
I guess you could follow them on Twitter or...
Yeah.
And you can mute people on Twitter, which
is
a good thing.
So let's just run through it. Let's go through it. You've just done it.
God.
You've just done it.
Jesus Christ.
You've just done it, right? You've had a great hour or couple of minutes, whatever it's been. The pizza box trick has worked.
I don't want to talk about this with
you. And then...
Oh, God.
And then, what then? You get out the door... But we should swap numbers or something first, or find me on Twitter or something like that.
Because
they're going to anyway.
It's very similar to the end of this podcast. I say, keep up to date with me on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'd love some feedback.
This formal.
Yeah.
This formal.
Yeah, I'd say I'm on Twitter, at Tom Lucy.
Yeah.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Instagram.
Thank you very much for the sex.
Would love some feedback. For any more inquiries, please contact insert email address.
Insert email address. Is that what you call it?
No, there isn't.
Laughing at myself. Not a good sign.
No, it is different, isn't it? I think it's different.
I think it's difficult. I think because I think you're a lot more traceable now.
Why do you keep saying traceable?
Because you can be found.
No, traceable is not a good word.
Why?
Because traceable sounds criminal.
Why?
Just, it does.
Well, what I mean is you can't get away scot-free like you could for the 100, 2,000 years of sex before you were started having sex.
2,000 years
however,
ago?
However many.
What was it like 2,000 years ago, Charlie?
How many years have people been around?
Yeah.
How many people? Is it like a billion years?
Oh, I don't know.
No, because until 10 years ago, not traceable.
Yeah.
Now, you're all traceable. So I'm saying it's worse.
I do think it's weird. And someone said, one of my friends went on a blind date recently.
Oh, yeah, go on.
But you can't really...
What's the etiquette of that?
You can't really go on a blind date anymore because if you have someone's name, you can, like...
Just
you
Google
can
them.
See what... Everyone's on the internet.
Find out where they work. See what the mum looks like.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't do that, but whatever you're into. You can. Everyone's on the internet.
Okay. Do you have any? Have you what research? Have you got a list of anything? Normally, you've done. You've got a list of stuff. You've done some research.
Okay. Yeah, I got a good one.
Okay.
Here we go. Oh, handshakes.
Mm.
That's a big manners thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I'm quite a big. I think handshake is really important.
Okay. Let's have a handshake now. See how it goes.
Okay.
Let's go for it.
Okay.
That was the most awkward thing I've ever done in my life. Is that what it's like at the end of the old blind date or something? You went for quite a swing in, didn't you? You went for... Do you know what that was? I think that's because you're military. Your military upbringing. That's very military handshake.
Do you think?
There's a lot of strength in it.
No, I just think it's important, the handshake.
Yeah.
And when I meet people and they... Got like a limp handshake.
Oh, yeah, it's boring, isn't it?
Who did I meet the other day? Someone.
Do you want to name them or not?
Yeah. No, I won't name them. I've just remembered who it was.
Okay.
They had a really limp handshake.
Tweet at Tom Lucy to find out who it was.
No, people would actually be interested to know who it was.
Oh, right,
quite
okay.
A juicy person.
Okay. This is the worst sort of handshake. Shake my hand.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it was. It's just like.
It's what, like, if, like, grip. For goodness sake. Not like a bone crusher, but...
Yeah, no, but that's the
like
other one, isn't it?
You're pleased to see someone.
You're like friends of your dad or something will have the opposite, won't they? And they're like, it's like a...
There's a member of my family, distant member of the family, who is like, I'm sure he's trying to break your hand.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely sure.
But I think older men do it, I think, as like a...
As a test.
They do it as like to show you his boss. With younger guys, they're like, look, I've got a strong handshake.
Does everyone all around the world shake hands, do we know?
Or
is it just a peculiarly British thing?
In Thailand, they don't.
Don't they?
No.
What do they do there?
They, little bow.
Which you'd like.
A little bow.
You like the bowing of...
It's more hygienic,
you
isn't
like,
it?
Yeah,
it's quite
is,
hygienic.
It's the whole germs thing with
but
handshakes.
But now, everything's changed now. Not in Thailand.
Right.
But now, like, sometimes you don't know whether you're supposed to be hugging someone, handshaking someone. People do this, like, fucking different...
Yeah.
You know, people have got different handshakes.
Wait, but that's only if, like, you know someone, you'd know the handshake.
No, some people assume that you know it.
Kisses? Where'd you stand on kisses? I think I may have done too many kisses in the past.
I find it awkward when I've got to meet, like... A friend of my mum's or something.
Yeah.
She's like an older lady.
Oh, that's all right. You can kiss them.
No, I think that's worse. I don't know what to do.
All right.
I like to go in early with a handshake.
Do you? Do you?
Well, I don't know. What am I supposed to do?
Hiya.
High five.
Hiya. How long have you known the parents?
Not that long.
Man, it's just a hello then, I think. Yeah. Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice
Shake
to meet
hands.
You. I'll try and crush her knuckles.
Nice to meet you. There's nothing sexier than good manners. There's some stuff sexier than good manners.
Yeah.
But good manners is pretty sexy, I think, don't you?
You think?
Manners is sexy. Good manners is sexy.
Yeah, well, all people who are...
There's nothing worse than being out with someone and they've got bad manners and you are being lumped in, like in a restaurant.
Oh, well,
and
they talk to a waiter or something, yeah.
That's the worst.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like... And you're lumped
clicking
in
at waiters.
I once had a job and I ripped up a £50 note. Someone was just waving it in my in my, I was behind the bar, someone was waving it in my face, and I tore it in half, gave it back to him.
What happened then?
Luckily, I had a very nice boss, so it's not, he understood.
Do people wave money? Yeah, I've not ever seen anyone wave money.
They stand at the bar and they wave like their money, like they're the only people in the world who got a blooming tenner or 20.
Yeah.
Waving it, so.
I think it's just like, I've seen people click at waiters.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing worse than being lumped in with that group.
I think, do you ever meet someone and you think they seem really nice and then you might go and have some food with them and then you see the way they behave to waiters and you're like...
It's a deal breaker, isn't it?
Wow.
It's a deal breaker.
It is.
It's a friendship breaker.
Yeah. We've not ever sat in a restaurant together, have we?
No. We've only ever sat in this room together. It's not true.
We should do, I reckon maybe I'd find out that you're like an animal. Like a
I'm not. I'm very nice. Because strangers, you see. I'm very polite to strangers.
Also, when you work in, I used to... Get back to the cinema. For
yeah.
Me. I used to work in a cinema.
Yeah.
When I was like 16.
Yeah. Were you in charge of the popcorn boxes with holes in?
I had a popcorn. It was my job to cut the holes in the popcorn boxes.
Yeah.
No, but when you've worked, like you said, when you've worked in customer service, you become a lot nicer to people who work in.
You do.
I think. We used to get a lot of, can I say gypsies?
I think you can say gypsies.
We used to get a lot of gypsies coming to our, the cinema I worked in.
I like a gypsy.
Well, you wouldn't like these ones.
Oh.
Because they were not nice.
Oh, why?
Well, they're just really rude. They didn't seem thankful that I'd cut holes in the bottom of their popcorn boxes.
This is going back to when you like people to bow to you. People like you, Tom. We've established this. The Thai restaurant.
Maybe I should
you
be
got off
the boots.
Thai restaurant thing.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't bow to you. Now the gypsies.
No, they do bow to
the
me.
Gypsies aren't polite to you.
Once I told them to. No, they're terrifying, the gypsies.
Why?
I hope any gypsies
I think
aren't
I've got,
listening
I've got
this.
Romany blood, you see.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. It's a bit more tense in here now. No, they're just quite... Well, that's a generalisation to say they're all rude.
Yeah, that is.
That's quite rude. That's quite a generalisation.
Yeah, yeah. I think you'd be in trouble for that.
Okay. Well, I'm a big fan of the gypsies. If there are any listening, get in touch.
I don't know. Maybe we've got a gypsy, big gypsy following.
Do you reckon?
I don't know.
They just used to...
No one ever... We'd like some feedback so we know who is listening.
I'll tell you what they did used to do. They used to come in, right, and we're bloody, all right.
Yeah.
Fucking, whoa.
Whoa, whoa.
That's what they would say, right? They'd come in.
Yeah.
They'd buy something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Popcorn.
Yeah.
How much is popcorn?
Noisy popcorn.
£3.40 for a small one.
Yeah.
£4.80 for a medium one. Only 20p more for a large one. So I used to advise to get the large one.
Yeah, get the fiver.
20p more.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, for the amount of popcorn you get for how much you're paying.
Yeah.
You might as well just get a little bit more in the long run.
That's yeah. Kinda. And it covers you being tossed off.
So they used to pay, right, for, what was it, £4, £4.80, £5?
Yeah.
They used to get out of their pocket like a wad of cash.
Yeah.
Honestly, there must have been about...
Of gypsy money.
Honestly, dirty gypsy money.
Yeah.
This is really bad.
This is racist.
They used to have, like, honestly, like thousands of pounds in cash.
Yeah. Thousands
all,
of
all, like, done up in an elastic band in there. Drug money.
No.
I'm going to say it
you,
now.
You don't
drug
know that.
Money.
That's not true, Tom.
Give us your feedback.
Tom, this is
no, it's
true.
Not drug
How
money.
How do you know it's drug
no,
money?
No, it's not drug money. But it's if you saw someone with that much cash in their pocket...
Yeah, I think they probably work on the fairground.
Bullshit.
They've made a lot of money...
You need to sell a lot of candy floss
reading
for that.
Palms.
Okay. All right. Well, but they
we'll
don't,
find
they, out.
Well, we'll find out. Maybe we'll have a
I'm really worried about
gypsy
this,
special.
I feel like I don't want to upset the gypsies.
Well, we'll get one in and we'll talk
Please,
to them.
Please, let's not do that.
We'll have a special guest. In a minute, we are going to be speaking to...
A gypsy.
We're going to speak... He's not a gypsy.
No.
It's Tom Allen, who's a dear friend and very funny comedian, but also excellent with his manners.
He is, isn't he?
But first of all, before we do that, I want to talk to you. What's your standing on swearing as manners?
I'm not... I don't really mind if people swear. I don't really mind.
In all sort of places. So if you went to like a christening and the vicar...
Wouldn't want the vicar to be swearing,
the vicar
no.
was going, bring the fucking baby up here. We're gathered here today.
Yeah.
In this
say,
old...
Fucking hell, come on, hurry up.
Yeah.
Got free christenings
so
today.
So you're saying...
No, that would be inappropriate.
Yeah.
But any professional thing, maybe you shouldn't swear. When I used to work at the cinema... You would not find me swearing.
No.
I would say, I wouldn't say that'd be fucking £2, please, you dirty gypsy. Wouldn't say that.
Mate, you are in trouble with the travelling community. You are in trouble.
No, I'm
Once
not.
This gets out.
Can
there,
I just say I'm a big fan of the travelling community.
Right, we're gonna have to speak to Tom Allen. Let's give him a ring now.
Oh God.
The Age Appropriate Podcast with Tom Lucy and Charlie Baker.
So I'm delighted to have the next person on our podcast, Tom Lucy.
He's
one of a dear friend and one of the funniest people I know, and also one of the politest. It's Tom Allen. Hello, Tom.
Oh, good afternoon. Hello, everybody. How are you?
Good. Was that to the listeners or was that for us?
No,
it's fine, don't worry about it.
Tom's in a very strange mood today, Tom. I can only apologise. He's in very many ways very rude.
No, I couldn't think that. What are you worried about manners? Has Tom been misbehaving?
He's not misbehaving. He's just seems to have a very bad phone etiquette. What are your phone manners top tips, Tom?
I would always say never say goodbye abruptly at the end of a phone call.
Goodbye.
Never. Always make sure you say bye 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 bye.
Oh, like lots of
that's
buys.
A good one. That's a really good one.
Lots of. Oh, it's very abrupt, people.
Goodbye.
Say,
yeah, that's true, isn't it? That's good.
I'd also say don't get too distracted when you're on the phone to people. I know it's easy. We all things we can play with. But
yeah.
Do not get distracted when you're on the phone. People will hear it in the timbre of your voice.
That's
and,
a good one.
Thirdly, I would say, what's another one? On the phone etiquette.
Eating. Eating. No eating.
Disgusting, yeah.
Eating an apple.
Or if you have the face dialing, don't lean the phone too close to your face and then accidentally dial another number.
Oh.
Or never put people on hold.
Never?
Has anybody ever put me on hold? Yeah.
What, not, not ever? What if you're trying to get like a new phone contract or something?
Oh, that's fine. That's different. If it's with a business, they have to put you through. But if someone in a social context put me on hold, I just immediately hang up.
Do people put you on hold in a social context?
Sometimes, Tom, it has happened, I don't mind telling you. I feel like that was maybe something that came in. Oh, there's a siren. That's very rude. I feel like there was a time, maybe in the late noughties, early noughties, what am I saying? Early noughties when call waiting came in. And also, the other one was like another phone call could come through.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Call waiting had that sort of... sort of little sound.
Yes, all of those little ticky sounds. All of that business I do not enjoy at all. Either you're here to have a conversation with me, or you're... That's what I think, Charlie. That's what I think, Tom.
Well, I agree with that. What are your thoughts on... Tom's brought up this thing that I don't think actually exists. I think it's an urban myth. How would you feel about this? What he said happens sometimes is people put holes in the bottom of popcorn boxes and stick their penises through and say, would you like some popcorn, to someone? And then you end up wanking them off or something like that.
Well, I'm glad you asked me about this.
Do you think that's bad manners? Do you think it's bad manners or good manners?
I think it's good manners if it's, if you're being discreet, especially with your objective.
Yeah.
I think it's
bad
manners if... If you're with somebody who just expects some popcorn.
Yes.
But can I...
is the box, presumably you're sitting down, it's not when you're standing up.
Well, you'd have to do it when you were sitting down,
popcorn
yeah.
Popcorn will go on the floor.
Yeah.
The popcorn will go on the floor. When do you make... It doesn't really make sense, though, unfortunately, because how do you get to that? Do you have to take some scissors into the cinema?
Yeah, it's not true, is it? It's not true. Tom's made it up.
No,
he's heard
it is a thing. It's a thing.
He's heard it and he's passing it off as truth.
It is a thing. I'm not saying...
I've heard on the playground.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I've done it. I'm just saying it is a thing.
What's your view on swearing, Tom? Tom Allen?
On what?
Swearing. How are you about swearing?
Swearing? I quite enjoy it, actually. But I think one has to be careful because can end up being like a sailor. And I do. I mean, I'm always surprised by it. I like it when like older people or posh people say start effing and jeffing.
Yeah.
But I also like the expression effing and jeffing, or rather than say fudge.
Yeah.
Or sugar. which I always thought was very polite. In the same way that we weren't allowed to watch EastEnders because there was a lot of shouting.
Oh.
So we always had this sort of rarefied, brilliant.
Yeah.
Politeness like that.
older people swear in funnier ways, don't they?
Oh, what have you heard?
Well, like I know some older people and they say things like shit off, which I think is quite funny. Like they put the swear words in the wrong place. Shit off
wrong.
Is quite funny, isn't it? I think that's funny.
Yeah. It's very funny. I just think of ones that we've got that America doesn't have. Like, I think after, like, the English swear words we have are very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, like bollocks.
Bollocks is good. Wanker, great.
It's just now. This is just dissolved into a list of swears now.
I also had an experience when I was at school. I was waiting at the school gates with Stacey. We were year seven, so quite young. And then Stacey's mum appeared in her car to pick us up, to pick her up, rather. And then she shouted across the road, "Here, Stacey, where have you been? I've been waiting." I'm waiting at the end of the road like a cunt.
Oh, yeah.
So but then good, just, I like that.
Just,
that
but it's
really
just
good.
She's used it in an everyday term, in an everyday way.
She would just be like, "Oh,
come
here, you silly
cum." Yeah, like, it suits you, Tom. I think you should start dropping it in.
Just maybe I should.
I think it suits you. I think it suits you. I think it'd
yeah.
be good.
Yeah, that would be good, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Tom,
we
have to go. You've got
the thing I do is keep people talking for too long.
Oh, maybe that's why they put you on hold.
Maybe that's why. They probably hung up on me.
Yeah, exactly. What's your Edinburgh show? You're in Edinburgh this summer, aren't you? What's it called and where are you?
My Edinburgh show is called Indeed. Tom Allen, Indeed, at 8:15 at the Presence Courtyard.
Yes.
See anybody who's around there?
And it'll be wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks, Tom.
Oh, my God. It's a pleasure. Anytime, you guys.
Goodbye.
Have a very polite afternoon. Goodbye.
The Age Appropriate Podcast with Tom Lucy and Charlie Baker.
Tom Allen there. Nice.
With his manners.
What a lovely chap.
Lovely man.
Lovely. He is probably...
He dropped the C-bomb there. I think that's the first C-bomb of the Age Appropriate Podcast.
Probably is that, isn't it? More to come, hopefully.
No, I don't think we need it.
Do you think we have quite a young listenership?
I don't know what sort of listenership. But if you, let's find out. Find us at Baker's Tweet, at Tom Lucy. And that has been this week's Age Appropriate Podcast. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Bye.